You are now plugged into Action Features.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's going.
Hey.
James.
What's up? How's it going?
How are you?
Nicholas?
Hi.
Nicholas is here.
What's that? Make three?
What is this?
Three's a trio? Three's a crowd.
What is this? A trace? Uno dos?
The Three Amigos.
Trace. The Three Amigos. Oh, hey, everybody. It's Action Features, the podcast. It's a three-for-one special. Well, three-for-two, because you're getting three for the price of two, which is actually free because we don't charge anything for it.
That's right.
So we have a third person here today.
It's a good deal.
Today's episode is an episode idea from Blaze, wasn't it? It was.
It was his idea.
Top five favorite video games.
And we promised that we would do it.
We promised we would do it. Here it is. And so my friend Nicholas is an avid gamer. And so I thought, we've been wanting to have Nick on the show, and it was like, okay, well, this is a perfect episode to have Nick in here to talk video games with us.
Right, Nick?
Perfect.
Sounds good. Do you want Nick or Nicholas? Hey, what do you want me to call you?
Say your last name, too.
Don't say it.
No, why not?
He'll get stalkers.
No, he won't.
Yeah, yep. I don't need
they
stalkers.
They can't spell that last name. After it's a this, mess. Try to blah, 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 blah.
I'll have at least 10 stalkers.
We have, like, three listeners.
Okay.
Well. So you're going to have, like, three stalkers.
That's not a bad...
Nick is our friend. He's a close friend of ours. He's very, very funny. He sells skateboards to little kids and says they're autographed by Tony Hawk and that they're a prop of the Turtles movie.
I don't think that's funny at all.
It's kind of funny. That was a story on this podcast. I told
that's
that
right. Yes, you did. Yeah. You did.
So this is the Nick. If you've listened to the show, this is the Nick that sold the skateboard and said it was a prop for the Turtles movie and then got it back and then sold it again as if it was autographed by Tony Hawk.
It was boarded together, too, because my mom ran over it. So I had to tell the kid that it was broken in a stunt on set.
I love that story. It's one of my favorites. Okay, so you guys want to just jump right in? Or?
Well, I don't know why not. Well, I mean, there's a couple things.
I know
what one of them is, at least.
Today they showed those Batman Animated Series figures, the brand new ones from DC Direct. I'm going nuts. I'm so excited. They showed Batman from the new Batman Adventures, and they showed Catwoman from the original Batman, the Animated Series. They're 6-inch figures. They have great sculpts. Good articulation, it looks like. They're going to be at comic shops, so it's going to be easy to get them. I'm just really excited. And they said that Mr. Freeze and Two-Face in the new Batman Adventure style are coming. Super, super excited. And I was really excited to pick up the kids from school today, so I could show the Batman Little Gotham figures to Keaton, who loves that comic. And he was going nuts. And Blaze just was losing his mind. He was like, there's new Batman animated figures? This is crazy. And I was trying to like think of this in my head, like how I would have... the same kind of scenario for myself as a kid. Like, something that I watched and enjoyed, but there's nothing new for it as a kid. I guess maybe...
Well, think about kind of the Star Wars Power of the Force 2 figures in 95.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's kind of like that. But I wasn't a kid still then, you know?
Yeah. We were old enough.
I was trying to think of something I enjoyed as a kid that there was no way I was going to have. Like Johnny Quest, maybe.
There's nothing like that.
I would have loved to have Johnny Quest or, you know, something like that where it's something older that I would love to have new current figures for that doesn't have any business having new current figures.
There was nothing like that at that time.
So, but I don't want to go too far on that because we're going to have probably a Toy Fair talk next episode.
Yeah.
But I'm super excited about them, so I want to mention it.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. I had two things, but I don't know what the other one was.
Well, you don't remember the other one?
No, I don't.
No.
Was it about the new Star Wars?
The new character? No.
Is there a new character in Star
Wars? For the Rebels animated series?
There's a new cartoon, Rebels, coming.
Oh, okay.
That takes place like before A New Hope and after Episode 3, I think, is in the setting.
Animation doesn't... It looks like it's still the same. They're doing the same thing from...
Clone Wars.
From like 10 years ago. And this new character's got a goatee and a... Like a soul patch and a ponytail and
armor on one arm.
It's like,
and he uses a gun a
man,
lot of times.
Have you been?
Hey, you need to put the gun down sometimes and use your lightsaber.
He's a Jedi. It's just it's too
Jedi with a gun.
He's too cool. Yeah.
He's
real cool, you know. And
he's the coolest guy in the universe. That's what Freddie Prinze Jr. said.
Freddie Prinze Jr. said
he's the voice of him.
I don't want to get too much into it. I don't want to bash it because I haven't seen the cartoon yet. But
maybe the little
it
saber
just seems
bullets.
Like
oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Well, saber bullets.
Saber bullets. A lightsaber that shoots.
Maybe it can be like
laser,
a gun on one end and like bullets. A lightsaber on the other.
So it might
like
as well be.
Shoot and.
It might as well be. It just doesn't seem like they're getting the message. There was an animated. Remember that Star Wars anime clip that somebody did? It was like two minutes.
The CGI one.
No, 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 no.
Oh, that one was great. I know what you're talking about.
The one
that's
classic, like, 80s anime, animation, and it was TIE Fighters, and they were fighting.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
There was also a CGI one, though.
And somebody did that, and it looks great, and they didn't get paid for it.
They didn't.
They just did it because they could do it. Why isn't Disney, who has billions of dollars, saying, hey, everybody loved that clip. Hey, you know what?
People love an original Star
People
World.
Love original Star World.
I
and
had
so,
no idea.
Well, Let's see. Judging by the polls and by the judging by the boards, okay?
I checked some forums. I've and got. It looks like
I've got
in, love an original Star
I've
World.
Gotten to the chat rooms.
Yeah,
and which they're all still using at Disney. They're using chat rooms.
They're
I guess
chat rooms. They're using MySpace.
Yeah,
I checked on a few people's MySpace accounts, and it seems they love an original Star World.
We got into the chat rooms, and it shows that. It's divided. Everybody loves original Star World, but only half the people like the new stuff.
Yeah, nobody does. I was on
So why don't we maybe let's take it back. Let's No. No, they won't
doesn't
do it.
Doesn't throw that in anywhere until on a forum and it had nothing to do with anything but like Walkmans. Okay.
Yeah.
So his dislike for the Walkman, he ends a sentence, I don't know what it was, he goes, and anyways, I wasn't one who liked the new Star Wars. Nothing going on.
He just wants to make it clear.
People don't
he
like
doesn't have the wrong idea about it. Look, guys, I just want to get this over with right now. I did not like the prequels, okay?
It's going to be a talking point in political debates and stuff.
Yeah.
Prequel liker? Yeah. This guy over here liked the prequels. You going to vote for him?
Yeah. Hey, if word gets out that you like the prequels, it's over. We're losing the election.
Listen,
you got to keep that under wraps.
You got to rein that in, buddy.
But I really liked Queen Amidama.
Looks all right, like it's Worldbreaker or nothing.
There was something else I was going to mention. Oh, I saw the Lego Movie. It was awesome.
Okay,
I'll talk in more detail next episode.
Did you see it, Nick?
Not yet.
Okay.
It was great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's me and Nick have not seen the Lego Movie, but everybody else
we do
want
to take Mahi, and
he will love it, dude.
He wants to go.
He will love it.
I'll take him.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good idea.
I'll take him because I want to see the movie. And
there you go.
The two of us will take him.
Whoa.
You come with me and Melissa too.
Whoa.
Come on.
Like,
wait a second. Yeah.
It was like Mahi's not going to be there. It's just gonna be the
it was. It started with me, and then it was me and you.
Yeah.
And now it's you and your wife, and I get to come along.
Yeah.
Come along. Yeah. Okay.
Right, come on.
I'll take
this
that.
This car needs a third wheel.
What'd you bring, Nick?
What, those yours?
You brought
these are mine.
He's been he's listened to the show though, and he knows.
Oh, something he crunchy. Knows to eat.
You brought you brought the
organic.
Snacks.
Organic.
Cheddar bunnies.
What are you healthy?
Annie's homegrown cheddar bunnies.
Hippie?
I'm gonna let you open those.
Before we get into the discussion of the games, like our top five, maybe we should preface it with like what kind of systems we had. Should we do that?
Let's just talk. Well,
should we just do the games.
I think we'll probably naturally
talk about it. And he probably had a lot more systems than the two of us did.
Well, is there anything that's not on your list that doesn't have to do with the list that you would like to talk about as far as video games go?
Oh, I wonder.
I'll start. I used to play the T2.
I like how you asked me, but then you went ahead and said,
well,
I'll start.
I'm giving you inspiration. I used to play this T2 game for a Sega Genesis all the time, and it was crap.
Yeah,
it was like the worst video game in the world. Everything on it was slow. The character moved slowly. The graphics were bad.
T2 off his list.
It's off my list. Got to think of a new number one.
If it was on your list, you got to go.
Mappy Land moves up a spot.
There were some crazy games, man. That I had. I don't know if we got them cheap or if we got them with the game system or what. But just weird games. Like I had a Sega CD, and there were some bad games on Sega CD. But we have
And we'll cross the crisscross game.
Crisscross, the rap
there.
Group?
Yeah.
But I didn't know they had a game.
There were other games on there, like, I think it was like Sewer something? What do I think of Sewer Run?
Sewer Run sounds...
There's some kind of like game something. Where you're like going through
just
the sewers, and you're shooting at like rat things, and the guy is saying stuff like, I don't remember, it was a Sega CD game. It's killing me. It's killing me now. But this game, we had it, and it was a ridiculous game, but me and my dad would play it all the time, and we would try and beat each other's score, because you had to have really quick reflexes to go through these like sewer things, and the guy would be talking you along as you're trying to shoot these rats in the sewers or something like that. But just like, and I had like Echo the Dolphin, where you're like a dolphin in the game, and you're just like, You're just a dolphin.
It's a dolphin.
It's yeah, like, I never really got into that around.
There's some crazy concepts that I don't know how these games made it to that stage.
Well, think about...
Okay, let's make that game.
Think about Mario Brothers, too.
Yeah.
You're a plumber, and you're plumber buddy, and you're going to go into a world that's been taken over by an evil turtle, and all this mushroom people.
Mushroom people.
And save the princess, and
go down pipes.
Go into some plumbing.
Break bricks.
It'd be great if you could collect some coins along the way.
Oh, here's this flower that's going to pop up. It's going to give you fire powers.
Fire powers.
You can spit fireballs.
What's going on here?
Doesn't make sense at all. It's crazy.
Two plumbers ate some mushrooms.
Oh, is that Greek?
What is that?
I don't know what this is.
Is that yours?
Takis Fuego.
Oh,
hot chili
bad.
Pepper and lime corn snack.
Nick is Greek, so that's why I was asking if that was...
What do you know?
No. Greek.
But I think I've got an Uncle Taki.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I brought these.
What's the uncle's name on Full House?
Jesse.
No, what, you know, the Greek relative, the cousin or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Stavros.
Yeah.
This is the most racist episode.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh,
but it's okay because John Stamos really is Greek, so he's allowed to do it.
It's allowed. Yeah.
Are they hot?
A little spicy. My mom got those.
Well, I can smell them from over here.
They're good.
All right, let's get into this list. What time? Right. How long? Where are you getting? Like,
we already got 11 minutes in.
Oh, we're 11 minutes in. We're probably gonna be talking a lot.
We better get on it.
Well, I'm gonna let the new guy go first.
Okay.
You start with your number five. And you work your way up.
All right. My number five is the only one based on a movie, and not for that reason, but it's Crawl.
Atari?
Crawl.
The Gottlieb Arcade Crawl with
Crawl Arcade.
Dual bat tops. So you go through five events. It's collecting all the pieces to the weapon.
They had that Arcade Legacy, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you outrun boulders. Second stage is you shoot slayers to save your army. Then you collect your army again to get into the hexagon. Hexagon stage 4, and then 5 once you're in the hexagon. Avoid the beast, avoid the powers, the firepower, and save the princess, Lyssa. And then you start all over again.
Sounds quite involved.
Yeah.
It's for an arcade game.
Very quick.
I had Crawl for Atari.
I never played on Atari, but I'd assume it's probably the same.
It was kind of different. If I remember right.
Really?
Because I played the Crawl at Arcade Legacy, the cabinet.
Yeah.
But I remember playing. I loved it as a kid on Atari. It was a great game because you had to like go in this like spider web. There was like a spider web thing, and you had to like go through the web, and you had to like find this thing, and like if you alerted the spider, it would come running down at the web at you.
Oh,
and there were like different levels in the game. It wasn't just like some of the Atari games. It was just like Pac-Man or something like that, where it's just the same thing over and over again. But this is one of those ones where I actually had like different things for different levels. Like there were different challenges, and you had to like throw your crawl thing at the end towards the guy and
the spinny weapon.
Yeah, and it was a good game. It was a really good game for Atari. You should buy the Atari.
Check it
do
out.
You have an Atari?
I do not have an Atari.
2600. You should get one of those.
I'll get one.
You should. Get
I'll get around
those.
To getting one.
You should get one of those. All right. So you want to go next?
There's still one on
I want to say right now, service. Since we're talking about it. Most video games based on movies were not very good.
On Atari?
Later systems. I can't speak for Ataris, but...
So, Hudson Hawk not on your list.
Yeah.
It's stuff like that where they were just like, just kept putting it out. Like,
it was like the license would just sell the game. They didn't really care how the game turned out.
And I get the feeling that the games were actually existing games where they just kind of tweaked the...
Threw something else on there.
The look of them, you know, the colors and stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty lame.
On Nintendo, Jason on Nintendo.
Oh.
Terrible game.
Yeah.
So bad.
Bad.
The RoboCop game's not very good for Nintendo. The almost all the Batman games up until recently were all terrible.
Yeah.
And then, like, the E.T. game for Atari, that's, like, the worst game ever made. All these, like, licensed games where they just throw them out there and it was... it doesn't matter. People buy that.
Right, because they're selling it based on the license, not the game. All right, I'll go second. I guess, because I don't want to be last on this. I don't want to save the best for last.
Hey, that's me.
I want to mention Crawl's sound effects, sorry, too. If you were,
what about them?
Go back. Just awesome sound.
Yeah?
He's playing it right now.
Yeah.
He's got it.
Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
My fifth one is also an arcade game. It's the X-Men arcade game.
That's a great game.
Great game! Anytime you go there to an arcade... That's the one you and your friends are going to go to and play. All the characters are cool. Even if you want to be Jubilee, which I don't.
Dazzler. Is what you meant to say.
That's what I meant to say.
That's what I meant to say, because Jubilee wasn't made yet.
Well, what happened to Dazzler?
She's still around.
That seems like lame to me to have both girls have sparkle powers. Yeah. Anyway, even if you were
Dazzler was cute, it was okay.
Well, it's okay.
She was 80s cute. She had the 80s punk hairdo thing going on.
Nightcrawler.
Colossus.
Who doesn't want to be Wolverine? Even Cyclops. You can be Cyclops and you still have fun playing the game.
He had cool powers in the game, too.
What was his powers?
Well, I never play as him. I'm always... It would like shoot across the whole screen.
Right.
It would like take everything out. That game was awesome.
Yeah, they had like another special power.
Yeah.
It was like...
mutant powers. Wolverine would like spin and like, send this wave through
a... Yeah, like waves. So, it's like somehow he had this mutant power that he could make adamantium waves.
You know what else I like about it? If you use your mutant power, it takes away, like, you have to rebuild that power back up and it takes away from your strength a little bit. It was cool. All right.
Cool game, dude.
Yes.
Okay, you ready for mine?
I'm sorry it's so low on the list, but...
Yeah, I'm surprised it's that low on the list.
There's a lot of competition here.
Yeah. Number five for me is Pac-Man for the Atari 2600. Loved that game. I burned that game out. I was the...
Did you cheat on that one too?
I did not cheat on that one. I did not put Sneak and Peek on this list, even though I loved that game just because I cheated at it. But Pac-Man for Atari, and I'm going to say this, and I'm not usually a braggart, but I'll brag about this one. I was the best at Pac-Man in my entire neighborhood.
Really?
Nobody could beat me at Pac-Man. I blew through like 4 cartridges where I would just burn them out.
Wow.
I would just play it. I would just keep going.
He mapped out the routes and kept them in his fanny pack. Yeah.
I couldn't be beat at Pac-Man. I could not be beat. Yeah. I loved that game. And it was kind of games for Atari where it just kept getting harder. Yeah. It wasn't like it was, you went from point A to point B, now the game's over. Like nowadays games, once you play out a story, it's done. But Pac-Man just kept getting harder, you know, just faster, faster, faster.
I didn't know that you liked Pac-Man so much.
I loved it. Loved Pac-Man.
I like that you put that on your list. I was considering Miss Pac-Man for my list because it was the first game, but the same thing, right?
Yeah.
And you could just over and over. She didn't, but
exactly.
Glad just, Pac-Man made it on there.
I, what I did on my list, these are all games that meant a lot to me growing up, you know, and I had to remember having. They may not be the best games, but to me, they're my best games. Like I had enjoyed the most over the years. Yep. And mine actually worked out to be different platforms for each one of them on my list. So that's my Atari game out of the way. And that's one of the systems I had. I didn't have a ton of systems as a kid. I had the 2600, and then we'll move on as it goes through the list. There's a ton of great games for 2600. Like the Superman game was awesome on the 2600. You had a lot of stuff to do in that game, especially for me in an Atari game. I liked Krull a lot. I liked Yar's Revenge. I thought that was a great game for the Atari. And then Sneak and Peek, which was not a good game, but had a good story attached to it. good stuff, man. It's hard 2600. You're up.
Oh, I'm up.
It's you, Nick. Number four.
Number four. Does this ring a bell to anybody?
What?
He's heating up. He's on fire.
NBA Jam.
You got it. NBA Jam, number four.
That was your jam.
Jam.
A sports game.
That didn't make my list, but I played a lot of NBA Jam with my friends.
Yeah, I thought you might have played a lot of NBA Jam. I was thinking, like, I bet
I played
if
basketball.
I knew Mike when we were kids, we would have been I did, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
What position did you play?
Center.
Oh, of course, yeah. I was 2-guard.
Okay, I'm cutting out. There's no sports on this podcast.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
All right, guys? If you want to talk sports, go to a sports podcast.
I wasn't very good, if that means anything.
All right? I don't do sports games.
Well, we have sports action features coming up next.
All right. Yeah, forget that.
All right, you're now listening to sports features with Nick and Mike.
Did you guys catch that game where the sport was played?
Yeah.
It was pretty great, wasn't it? I can't believe that one guy did that one thing.
Yeah. The ball?
I had a feeling you were going to put this up, because we had a talk not too long ago about video games, and I hated sports games. So NBA Jam would be one that I would actually play.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
All right.
That's all?
That's all.
Who was your team to be? Like, if you were going to... Who did you always play with?
Well, at the time, they had Shaq on there.
Yeah. Shaq Diesel?
So that... Yeah.
Shaq Diesel, yeah.
He was outstanding.
Why don't you just play the Shaq Fu game?
I know that's on your list. I was going to say, that's on your list. I used to pick the Bulls a lot.
Yeah,
Everybody did.
The Bulls were it for a long time.
Yeah, so they were it, right?
Yeah.
And And then you could put in the codes and...
I think Phoenix Suns were probably good at the time.
Phoenix Suns.
Do you have a Game Genie?
Yeah. They had Barkley on that Suns team. Yeah.
Yep. Did you have a Game Genie?
I'd play the Utah Jazz.
Nobody's listening.
The Mailman.
Because now you're talking about sports, so I'm going to check out. Okay. It's like a wall. Well, yeah, like Game Genie? Sports wall.
Like we're big sports fans.
Do you have a Game Genie?
Charles Barkley, not Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah. Anybody?
I did not have a Game Genie.
I did not.
Did you have a Game Genie?
No, I had friends that had a Game Genie.
Yeah.
I was amazed by it.
I had a Game Genie on my Game Boy, and I had a Game Genie on my... I guess that was it. I guess I just had it on the Game Boy.
Huh.
Those Game Genies are great, man.
Oh, yeah.
Put in the codes.
Yeah.
You get tons of stuff going on.
I was amazed by them. I never got one, though.
Yeah. All right. What do you got?
I just used to tear out... codes out of Game Pros at little professor bookstores
where I worked.
Where you worked?
So I was probably one of you were probably one of those kids that I hated that came in.
What age did you work there?
What age did I work there?
Yeah,
probably from I was like 16, so maybe 18, maybe 19.
Yeah. I probably used to go in there when you were working in there.
Yeah,
yeah.
You probably did.
Yeah,
you probably were tearing those codes.
I'll still
out.
Tear those codes out.
I was probably so mad at you. Like, this unresponsible kid's coming in here.
Keeps tearing out codes.
Tearing out the codes just behind the magazine. It's ridiculous with these kids. I used to get mad when the kids
just
would come in.
Just bring a notebook.
I would get mad about that, though. I would be like, okay, look. If you want the codes, just buy the magazine. We're not like a library here.
But you guys carried everything there. Gore Zone, Fangoria. Yep. You could go in there and grab that.
It was the best.
So,
all right.
You probably rung me out.
I probably did.
My number four.
Probably did.
Is... Mortal Kombat!
Whoa.
Mortal Kombat is number four.
Which system?
I played it. I had a Sega Genesis. That was my first new system. I had my mom had got me a used Nintendo when I was a kid, and the guy who was selling it had like 20 games. So that's my Nintendo. And then I had a Sega Genesis. So Mortal Kombat on Sega Genesis, but I had a friend that had a Super Nintendo, and we played it on that too.
Well,
pretty much it's the same game, but
when it first hit though,
codes were different.
Didn't they say that? If I remember this right, wasn't Genesis the first one to have like the fatalities and stuff like that?
Genesis had
it
all.
That seems right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other one didn't. I think Super Nintendo didn't have it.
No. And then there was a code you could put in for Super Nintendo, but
to unlock it or something.
Everything
like that.
It was still less blood.
Yeah.
And there it was like orange.
There was a blood code for Genesis, if I remember correctly. Like
oh,
you could do you could do fatalities and finishes, but. There was no blood. You had to put in a code. I used to know it by heart, but I don't.
I preferred the Genesis to the Super Nintendo all along. I think it's a better system.
Yeah, if you were cool.
Genesis.
Genesis.
Yeah. They had a lot.
Yeah.
A whole lot of games.
Sega Nintendolt. Nintendolt.
Oh,
that's,
right.
Yeah,
that's
Sega
clever.
Sega does Nintendolt.
That's clever.
Yeah. All right, what number are we on? Number four. Number four for me is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Fall of the Foot Clan on the Game Boy.
Mmm.
Okay, I didn't have a Nintendo.
But you had a Game Boy.
I had a Game Boy. And I'd saved up my own money to buy this Game Boy. And Turtles was huge at the time. I wanted a Turtles game.
Yep.
And that Fall of the Foot Clan game is awesome. Did you ever play that? The Game
Fall
Boy Fall of
the
Foot Clan?
I know the name sounds familiar.
It was the first Turtles game for the Game Boy. And it had like styling off of the cartoon. Like the characters looked from the cartoon. And you could play as each turtle. And then there were like the little cutscene things. And they looked like they were from the cartoon. Like the opening sequence of the cartoon. And like the cover of the game box was like Eastman and Laird art, which was really cool looking. It was just an awesome game. Just a really, really cool game. And I loved the Turtles arcade game. Couldn't get enough of that. But you couldn't always just go out and play the arcade game. And so this was like having the Turtles arcade game at home before they did the Turtles arcade game at home for mm-hmm. Nintendo or whatever it was. But Fall of the Clan. That was my Game Boy spot.
I gotta say, pretty much every Turtle game I ever played was... fun.
Except for that first Nintendo one.
Even that
it's
one.
It's fun, but it's...
That's the one where they have the top view when you're going from level to level and you're walking...
so hard.
Yeah.
It was
and
really
you
hard,
get out and
but...
drive the bus around.
Yeah.
Or the van.
Not
bus
even...
Around.
The bus.
What are you, my mom?
It's a party bus.
Oh, he wants the turtle bus.
He wants that teenage bus.
I'm your mom!
I'm your kid.
Mom!
Nick is pretending to pull his face off to reveal...
This is radio.
Real face.
This is a radio show.
Oh, then we should watch an episode of a TV show and
do commentary like Small Wonder.
Totally should.
Oh, you spilled all of Nick's snacks.
Well, I spilled some of them. I'm sorry.
Oh, there's bunnies everywhere.
Well, I was trying to get some.
All right, so what do you got at number three?
Number three.
That's how you do it. You crunch right in the mic.
You did it. You do it.
That's how
right,
we do it.
Right in there.
Number three. What is my number three? Oh, Joust.
What?
Whoa.
Why?
Joust. No. Oh, I'm not questioning it at all. I just... You know, it's a surprise.
I hate this podcast.
What?
You said a bad word. You pointed at me.
That was one.
What did I tell you?
So, hey, remember
I
time.
Swear.
Cut that out.
If you swear on this podcast, I swear.
Did you catch the time? Do you know when to cut it out?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I knew that was going to happen. I knew you couldn't help it.
At some point.
Yeah.
Mike set me off here.
What? You insulted Joust?
Oh, I'm not insulting Joust.
It's a knight that rides an ostrich around.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a knight that rides an ostrich around.
I was picturing it as just like a regular joust.
No.
Without ostriches.
I thought American Gladiators joust. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure they had American Gladiators game. I never played it.
I don't know.
Joust, we all remember Joust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What game system was that for?
They had that on Nintendo.
I can vaguely see the label
and
on
the
cartridge, but I never played it.
Yeah, just a control up and down or left and right, and then you had to flap your wings pressing the button.
Yeah.
You could hover, and what you do is you fight other knights on buzzards, and if you crash into them, an egg pops out. You collect the egg before they respawn.
Of course, of course you do.
And there's pterodactyls, and it's a fun game.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time playing that game.
I did not expect that one on your list.
Oh, well.
That was an unexpected one.
No, that's why was my reaction, not because
hey,
it's undeserved.
Hey, texting McGee. What's going on over there?
I'm texting McGee.
He's got a
While you're doing
milk.
That, I want to throw in a quick plug for my friends podcast. Mm-hmm. I have two friends that are way into video games, and that's Nick here, and then my other friend Dustin, who is my friend Heather's husband, and Heather was basically the girl that introduced me to my wife. So I owe Heather big time, and so I guess by marriage I owe Dustin big time. So you guys should go listen to his podcast, which is The Error Machine.
Not right now. Not this second. Wait till
we're done. When you're done with this one, go on iTunes and look up The Error Machine, E-R-R-O-R. It's tough to say. Error Machine.
Error Machine.
Error Machine.
Error.
You'll find it on iTunes. You should check it out. It's all about video games and stuff. And he's a funny dude, so you'll enjoy it. All right. Are you done with your text?
I'm ready to go. Is it my turn, number
it's
three?
Your turn. Yep.
My number three.
I'm going to eat one of these off the table. I don't care. I'm not going to waste them.
No, this is a clean table.
They're so delicious. Doesn't matter.
That was good.
My number three should actually probably be my number one, but
why is it your number three?
Well, because of nostalgia and time.
Oh, okay.
GoldenEye.
That's a good game.
For Nintendo 64.
Nintendo 64.
One of my favorite. Yeah. I was old. I mean, I was in high school. Yeah, that sounds right. I wish
I could go to high school.
Don't you say that. Stay here as long as you can. GoldenEye, man. Fun game. Still holds up. You got to be James Bond. It's a great game.
It's a great game.
There's all kinds. I think it set a new standard for like first-person shooter games and stuff. People are still playing that game.
Still playing.
And you play it in groups, too.
Yeah, you can play it. Yeah. You can play it up to four people.
Hunt each other down and shoot each other up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Great game, dude.
Great game.
Good job,
pick, dude.
Michael.
The controls were good, too. It felt good.
All right, my number three. You ready?
Yes.
It's already been on your list, X-Men Arcade.
I knew I was going to take...
That game is so good.
It is so good.
And it had, like, there was, like, a six-player version, you know,
yeah.
Or the dual-screen thing.
I was thinking, you're going to pick six-player X-Men.
Six-player X-Men are...
Awesome game.
It's such a great game. They had it at... I don't know... You probably went to go to that Norwood Theater.
Yeah.
They had it there, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. Right? I would play it there. My dad and I would go early to a movie, and we knew where X-Men Arcade was, and we would go, let's go play X-Men Arcade before we go and watch a movie. Love that game. Love it. I'm so glad it's on Xbox Live, so I can just play it whenever I want now.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Great art. And the art is off that, like, the Marvel Pride of the X-Men pilot cartoon episode thing. So the art of the game matches that pilot episode. Just such a great game.
It's a great game.
It really is. It's got everything you want in an X-Men game.
Action, superpowers.
All the villains are there.
All the villains are there.
It's so good.
Tons of bad guys to tear up.
Yeah.
I think we went through it.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
You and I played it through it at Arcade Legacy.
Legacy.
Yeah.
the Norwood Theater. Well, you would play that?
I played it, yep.
I saw House Party 2 at the Norwood Theater. That's the place to see it, too.
Isn't that the Pajama Jammy
Jam? Yeah, the Pajama Jammy Jam.
That was the place to see it, too.
Yeah.
If you've ever been to the Norwood Theater.
Yeah.
Remember the Kid and Play animated series?
I do. I think I do. Yeah.
Everybody was getting a series at that time.
Yeah.
MC Hammer had one.
Why not?
New Kids on Block had one.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
The closest I got to watching sports was that Pro All-Stars cartoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That had the Gretzky, Bo Jackson, and Michael Jordan. That was pretty close to watching sports. I figured, I was like, well, watch this cartoon.
You might as well be.
Eh, it's like a sport.
Yeah.
All right, what is your number dose?
Two. We're on number two.
Number two.
We are at two. Okay.
Two. Are you serious? I just explained that a moment ago.
Cuber is my number two.
I'm surprised by the game picks. Cuber. I mean, it's good.
Cuber. That's classic.
I get lost and play Cubert for ever.
For a long time.
It's a great game.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see so many classics on your list. I was kind of thinking that maybe you'd have some newer games on there, but I'm really glad to hear.
Yeah, you know, I like that classics. You did one from each system, and I thought about doing that. And but, you know, these are games I could just pick up. I could just play and put down right away. And so I still always go back to them.
Right.
And with that MAME.
But you don't have to be involved in a larger story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's missing in a lot of the games nowadays. It seems like everything.
Everything is
We're not even a long story sometimes, but you just have to play through a story, and that's like it.
Right.
It's like, oh, play this story. Some of the Lego games are kind of fun because you can just kind of go around and do whatever. But, yeah, I think a lot of the games, it's like. And then once you play through that story that one time, it's like you don't really come back to it. It's like, okay, I've done it.
Right.
I guess I'll go with this game now.
Right. You know, I like to make a mention like an Uncharted 2 for PS3, you know? Had a lot of fun with this game.
Yeah.
And it was just intense and my hands were sweating. But it was over.
Once it's over, it's over.
And I've never gone back to it, you know?
So there's I feel the same way about the Arkham games, like the Batman Arkham games. I played through the story of the first two and I didn't really go back to them afterwards. I'm still playing on the third one. But it's just kind of, okay, well, I did it. I have an honorable mention on here that kind of plays into that, but I'll wait until the whole thing's over.
We'll get into that. Yeah. Okay, so my number two, I'm surprised I haven't heard this from either of you guys yet, but I'm going to say it anyway, for Nintendo, Super Contra.
Mm.
Contra, it's very similar to Contra, but I had Super Contra, and I played the heck out of that thing. Yeah, I beat it. That's the first game I remember beating.
Oh, nice.
And I think it's still one of the few games that I actually have sat all the way through and just, like, gone all the way through and beat it. So much fun.
And that's a game that is replayable after you beat it.
I'm glad you put it on
Contra, because that was a struggle for the top spot. But I figured somebody would take care of that.
Super Contra.
Yeah.
It's super.
You wanted the spread gun. Everybody wanted the spread gun. And I had a neighbor who would play it with me. I can't remember his name, but he would call it Super Spritz. And I said, "Dude, it's just spread. It spreads. Super Spritz. Yeah. I gotta get Super Spritz.
Super Spritz.
Okay.
You can't come over
I can't,
anymore.
I can't play with you anymore." My mom said, "Yeah, this system only has single player."
Yeah. My other controller's broken.
Had a fire. They gave you the fireball, and you were hoping you didn't get that. If you blasted open a box and that little balloon popped out and it had an F on it, you try to jump over it.
Nice hand move.
Try and flip over it because you don't want to catch it. It's going to slow everything down.
Yeah.
You'd be shot by the time your fireball reaches the enemy. So anyway, Super Contra.
Super Contra.
It's number two.
With Super Spritz.
Super Spritz.
I want the Super Spritz.
It wasn't the kid who wanted to play... Captain Planet. It was not the same kid. I had a kid
that used to want to come over and play Sonic at the neighborhood, in my neighborhood. And there was one point, like, I don't know, he was like kind of worried to come over to my house sometimes. Like,
what do you think was going
to
happen?
I don't know. Like, he wouldn't like come to the door. Like, sometimes he would come to my window and he'd like wave a stick to like, get my attention. And I'd be like, "You can just knock, dude."
What if you weren't there? He'd be there for a while.
Yeah. Well, and then he would like come over and he would knock at the door. It became like a little annoying because we come over a lot. and he would come over and he would offer, he'd be like, hey, you want to play Sonic? I'll be Tails. Like, he'd offer to be Tails.
He'd offer to be Tails.
That way I would go, okay, well, that's...
He'd take the hit.
All right, I'll
That's like
do
saying
it.
I'll be Robin.
Yeah. Batman you want to play Sonic 2? I'll be Tails. Okay, that's... I'll play then. But yeah, the annoying coming over all the time. Wave a stick in front of the window. Get my attention. Play Sonic.
Poor kids. You know,
oh, it was strange. It was
you guys
strange
lived one. Where they had the slow children signs,
yeah.
I guess.
That's why I was the best at Pac-Man in the neighborhood. All right.
Number
you ready
two.
For my number two?
I'm ready.
For the PlayStation, Final Fantasy VII. Mm. Maybe the greatest game ever made.
That was a big game.
Final Fantasy VII is an incredible game. I remember just being in... It was one of the only games I think I've ever been so into that I didn't notice time was passing me by. Like, I was just... I would start playing in the morning, and then I would go, man, I'm really hungry, and I would realize it was, like, nighttime.
Yeah.
I would just be playing it all day long. Final Fantasy VII was just so engrossing, and the story was so good, and the gameplay was so good, and there was so much you could do. It was just a phenomenal game. And I don't think they've touched it yet when it came to RPGs. I think it was fantastic.
Hmm.
Final Fantasy VII.
Yep, Final Fantasy. Good. Yeah, I never played that.
It was great. It's a great.
I might have
game.
Played it in like short periods, but
yeah, I've seen that being played. I've tried my hand at it, but I guess I didn't have the patience
for
like,
Final Fantasy VII.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it seemed to take. Yeah.
But I watched it a lot.
It was a great game,
and everybody says what.
It's a great game.
Yeah,
they heard you say it.
I never had a PlayStation. I had that broken one that you
I gave
me.
My broken one.
Yep. I tried to get it to work, but it did not.
It did not work. I warned you.
Like yeah, that's why you gave it to me. I knew.
I said, hey, it's broken.
I knew that I was not getting a top quality thing
yeah.
here. Hey, what are you trying to pull? This doesn't work.
It's okay that it's broken.
You gave it to me.
It's okay that you gave me a yellow bubble.
It's okay I got the yellow bubble. No, I knew. I knew.
I remember that.
Nick, it's time for your
number one, man.
This is number one.
This is a big one.
Number one round.
Number one. This take up a lot of my time. I've woken up at like 3 in the morning before.
And played it?
No, just falling asleep
just
playing this. You know?
Oh, you fall asleep playing it and wake up.
With all this action that is featured in this game, I could fall asleep, but that's how
I can't wait to hear what it is.
Wow.
Is it Asteroids?
Defender. Sneak a peek? No, it's Defender's a great game, but it's not Defender. It's actually a...
Ghouls and Ghosts?
Trolls on Treasure Island.
Are you being serious right now?
Trolls on Treasure Island? It's not Battletoads?
Trolls on Treasure Island?
Is it Battletoads?
Is that the name of the game? For real?
Do you remember that?
For Nintendo number one game?
No, I don't remember that at all. Did you have Battle Trolls?
Remember that Star
Action? The figures? Did you have Battle Trolls figurines?
Oh, no, I just had the regular Jewel Trolls.
Okay, I'm still confused.
This is a real game, and I'm just being silly.
You had to make the wish on their bellies. You had to rub the jewel in their belly button and make a wish.
It wasn't going to come true unless you rub that
troll
spot.
Talk.
Yeah.
Tekken, and I will go with the newest one.
Of course,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I know you love Tekken. I should have known that.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you good?
Street Fighter.
No, I know.
Yeah, it's close.
I know. Yeah. I was trying to be silly for the...
You're being
fans.
Silly for the podcast.
Yeah.
Love it. A lot of big rosters, a lot of fighters. It's can get over the top, but
that's,
it's a little bit more grounded.
That's
like
really one of the first like kind of 3D fighting games,
fighters,
isn't it?
Yep.
Because you got
in their
view
third installment, they you could sidestep, and then later it was full 3D movement.
Movement.
3D movement. Yeah. Yeah. Tekken. Yeah. Yeah, Snoop is on the new Tekken game, so this is totally appropriate.
Oh, wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's a stage where it's just like a bunch of bikini women dancing,
and
he's
Snoop
all like,
up.
He's rapping about Tekken.
Tekken.
Why and this was after there? Lion.
Snoop Lion.
So Snoop someone's Lion? Someone's a little phony.
See, he's Snoop lying.
Yeah.
Snoop lying to you.
Yeah.
He's told you a lie.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Yeah.
All right.
That's it.
My number one... I didn't know how to not make this number one. It's Super Mario Brothers for Nintendo.
It is great.
It's still a super fun game. It was the first... It's probably the first video game I ever played, aside from Oregon Trail. Set the stage. I mean,
it was great.
That game...
What's this? What's the number of this?
It's number one.
That's your one.
It's number one.
That
game...
Yep.
The game's got legs. As stupid as it is, it's got legs. And all the other ones are good. The fireballs are good. The raccoon tails and all that stuff from 2 and 3 is good. But you can't beat number 1 because it's still fun.
I didn't have a Nintendo, so I can't. I don't have like a regular Nintendo game on the list. Okay. But whenever I go over a friend's house, that would be, no matter if they had a new game or not, there would always be time for Super Mario.
You always be time for Super Mario. It was like Jell-O. It was the Jell-O of games.
Yeah, you could always play it.
Always room.
I always tried to get. I remember reading in like a video game magazine the way to get into the Minus World, like getting into the Minus World. And I remember just being so frustrated because me and my friends would try again and again to get into the Minus World, and we could never get into the Minus World. There's like a special trick where you have to like go through a brick or something like that to go to a special Minus World.
I never figured it out.
Never made to it.
I never read any magazines too much. I found a couple cheat codes a little later, but with Mario, it was just like, if I can just get through this level, I'm good.
I used to read Nintendo Power, and I didn't have a Nintendo.
Did you have a Power Glove?
I didn't have a Power Glove. I didn't have a Nintendo. Why would I have the Power Glove and no Nintendo?
Because it's cool.
I don't know. Exactly. Exactly. How could you not?
You don't ride your skateboard wearing your
Power Glove? I'd be the wizard.
You might as well have a Power Glove and not have a Nintendo. It didn't serve a purpose.
It didn't. For Punch-Out, that's about it.
For Punch-Out, you can move. I get the feeling, though. I never had one, but I get the feeling.
It didn't work well.
It didn't work.
Punch-Out almost made this list. But oh, yeah? I figured it was two sports games. I went with Jam.
Good. Yeah. There's not too much sports on here.
We don't want to talk about sports anymore.
I'm not a sport. You know I'm not a sports fan.
Well, I don't know.
Sports.
You played basketball.
Yeah. You did too. Maybe we played you.
I doubt
maybe.
It.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I seriously doubt it.
Yeah.
We were. All right.
So that's my number one is Mario Brothers.
My number one, you probably already can guess it. It is the Batman movie game for the Sega Genesis. I love that game. I still love that game. I played that game forever until I could beat it. And I can, years later, I just bought the cartridge not too long ago to play it again. Mm-hmm. I still had it. I could just go right into it and just beat the game.
Really?
I love that game.
It different? They did one for Nintendo,
they
right?
did.
Okay, that's the one that I played. I can't picture the
Genesis one.
The
was
Genesis
a
one.
Ton of fun, man. It was
a lot better.
Just, it was a, I mean, the Nintendo one's good.
Yeah,
but
I thought that was
really,
good.
I had a Genesis, and right. so and the graphics were good for the time. There's a level where you fly the Batwing. There's a level where you drive the Batmobile. You go up to the cathedral. There's all the stuff from the movie. Right. There are all the goons and stuff from the movie are there. There's a Flugelheim. And those cutscenes that they were trying to emulate the movie during, yeah. I was just, I didn't think I could get any better than that when I was a kid. I was like, this is the best right. the graphics will ever be, is this right. Batman game for Genesis.
Right.
Loved it, man. And, I mean, this spoils the movie. If you haven't seen the movie, the game totally spoils everything that happens in the movie. But it didn't matter then.
You know, played the whole game all the way through and not seen the movie by that time.
It would have ruined it.
When was the Genesis out?
89.
Was it?
Around, yeah. I think it came out in 89. I'm pretty sure. Because, I mean, the game...
See, I didn't have one until a little bit later.
I think I got mine Christmas of 89. I'm pretty sure.
That's cool.
It's
a good thing you saw the movie then.
It's a good thing I'd seen the movie. Love that game. It's the best.
A lot of things for Genesis were good. The Jurassic Park game for Genesis was pretty fun.
It was a really solid system. The other kids at school, they're like, why didn't you get the Super Nintendo? Why don't you get the Super Nintendo? Why the Genesis?
He said, why don't you get out of my face?
That's what I said, because the Genesis is a better system. Why don't you leave me alone?
And you pulled their power glove off and, and
stomped on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super Nintendo don't.
Hey, that was pretty good.
That's what I said earlier.
That's pretty good, Nick.
Thank you.
That's cool that you came up with that.
Does anybody have any honorable mentions?
I was paying attention.
Yeah, I've got some.
For sure.
Yeah.
You have one?
Metal Gear Solid. For the PlayStation.
Oh.
That was one of those ones where you play through a story.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just so... It was so engrossing and such a good game. And it was doing things in a game that I didn't even realize you could do in a game. Like that whole... Where you got to fool Psycho Mantis and you have to actually hit reset on your game. That's crazy. Like, to work that into the game is just, to me, insane. It was like playing on a different level. Like, it was just not... Like a game where you're just playing a game or something like that. It was like making you think in this game. And I loved Metal Gear Solid. Such a great game.
Hmm.
A lot of like stealthy.
Yeah, sneaking around and doing stuff and just figuring things out. And just there was like the one scene where you're having to be a sniper. You have to do a sniper rifle and you have to take that diazepam or something like that to slow yourself down because otherwise you're bouncing all over the place with the sight. It was such a great game, man. But. My spot on the PlayStation had to go to Final Fantasy VII, so I can't... I don't want to give two spots.
Yeah.
So Metal Gear Solid couldn't make the spot.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay. I had a harder time with this than I thought, like I said, because once you started going, you start remembering all these things. Street Fighter II, classic fighting game that
fantastic.
Was...
Yeah.
I never had it, but once again, played it with a lot of friends. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Mm.
was an awesome game. It was right there with Mario Brothers, and except Mario was out first.
The graphics on that were cool too. It was only like one of the first games I can remember where it felt like the background was on like moving on a different plane.
Yeah,
the foreground.
Yeah,
like
yeah, it was.
Seem
it
really
seemed like
three dimensional.
And the movements for the character was so fluid. Like when you hit a ramp, like when you roll off a ramp or something, it moved not like a video game. It moved more realistically, how a spinning how a ball would, not a spinning hedgehog. But great game. Also, Tetris.
Mm. I played it on Game Boy
constantly
because it came with the Game Boy.
Same
Tetris
game
did.
It did.
Yep.
I love Tetris.
Super Mario Land. Remember that?
Oh, it was great. Super Mario Land was awesome. That almost made my list, too. The Super Mario Land... Turtles took the spot for the Game Boy, but Super Mario Land almost hit the list. Because that was my Mario game when I was a kid.
Yeah. Mario Kart was fun, too.
Mario Kart was one that I was, you know... But I thought I'd get yelled at. It's kind of like... It's driving. Driving.
Yeah, we would
I wouldn't yell at you for that.
I got you... You decide on your list based on what you thought might make us mad.
Yeah, I didn't want to make anybody mad.
Shaq Fu. Eternal Champions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I you might put that. What about? I thought you might have the Wu-Tang fighting game. Do you remember this?
I do remember that, but that was after. That was more recent.
More recent.
Yeah, I can't remember what system that was out
for. I said Mike's gotta have had that. I knew he had that.
But I thought that was cool when they did that because I was listening to Wu-Tang Clan in high school, you know.
Yeah.
And that all their songs are about like martial arts, and they tied in the old samples from Kung Fu films and stuff. So when they finally came out with that game, I thought it was cool. But I never played it.
Oh, you didn't?
I still haven't played it. I've never played it. Bad Dudes.
Ah!
Yeah.
I was going to put that on there, too.
Never had Bad Dudes, but I rented it a lot.
Bad Dudes is awesome.
I would go to...
Bad Dudes I found in my stocking one year.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. That's a good stocking stuff.
Yeah.
Bad Dudes was killer. Both on the cabinet version and on the home version. It was a great game.
It was cool. It was like Double Dragon, except you were bad. Like,
you were bad dudes, and you picked up cool weapons.
You were
bad dudes.
Yeah.
And you were a lot bigger than the tiny little Double Dragon guys.
Yeah.
Who needs those guys?
Yeah.
Double Dragon was...
I didn't like Double Dragon.
I didn't think it was very fun. I had a Sega... I can't remember which Double Dragon it was, but it was not very fun. And Skate or Die was fun. Excitebike was fun.
Paperboy.
Paperboy.
Turtles at the Arcade. I mean, I already mentioned it kind of when I did the Turtles for all the Foot Clan.
Yeah.
But Turtles Arcade is a... I loved that game.
Yes.
I loved Turtles. X-Men Arcade. If I couldn't play X-Men Arcade, I wanted to play Turtles Arcade.
Yeah, those two, that was on my honorable mentions, too, was Turtles Arcade, because it was so much fun.
What you got? Any honorable mentions you want to
think of something?
Yeah, I had a few. Well, Mike kind of... he got the Contra. Contra was one. Mega Man 2. I thought
Mega Man.
I didn't realize you didn't have a NES. I thought if you did... DuckTales.
I played DuckTales at my friend's house all the time. DuckTales and Rescue Rangers would 100% made the list.
Those two
had I had a Nintendo.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to choose out stuff that I only played part of the time, even though I loved those games. DuckTales, when I was driving on the way here, and I was telling Blaze, oh, we're going to do your idea tonight, we're going to do the video games. He's like, is DuckTales going to make your list? And I explained to him, I was like, well, I didn't actually have it, and so I only played it part time, but I loved that game. So it probably won't make my list. But he knows I love DuckTales. That game is
DuckTales. If our lists were longer.
Yeah,
if it was the top 10 DuckTales, would have made it.
You can only have 5.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'll add it to tomorrow's list.
Add it to tomorrow's list.
We'll just record again tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Just, you know.
Goodbye NBA Jam. How's that? And then
we'll No. You don't have to.
We'll add.
All the fun. I mean, to let video games control your life like some people do, you know, and it's very easy to get caught up in that.
Yeah.
Is no good, so I kind of got away from it, from gaming, like, in general, but so much fun was had. Spending the night at friend's house, you'd be up...
Oh, my goodness.
All night! You'd stay up all night trying to beat a game, passing it back and forth. I mean, one-player games, you were watching your friend do it.
Oh,
After a while, you kind of were like, I'm gonna go play with your He-Man figures while you're doing this, but still, like, let me know if you need help with your thumbs will be sore and hurting, you're down at some Coke. You had the Mountain Dew or Coke or whatever, and you would just go. So many good times with those games.
That first Turtles game, my friend Brian Helton, I would go to his house. He lived right down the street. He had the Nintendo. We would spend night after night trying to beat that Turtles game. And I remember the night we did it, that we finally beat the game. It was just like, it was such a relief. Like, we were like, we did it. It was like we'd done this like huge accomplishment. Like, we beat the Turtles game.
Right.
It was just the craziest thing, dude.
Yeah.
I forgot there was a game I wanted to throw in there, and I totally forgot to mention it. The original Resident Evil. The first Resident Evil is a great game, and it was one of the only games that I've actually kind of been kind of creeped out as I was playing. Like, it was like playing with the lights off and stuff like that, and trying to do Resident Evil was like, this game's creepy, man.
I remember you talking about that.
Yeah.
That reminds me of another honorable mention of our arcade game is Area 51.
Don't give up!
Don't give up!
And the Aerosmith. Don't give up!
And the Aerosmith game. I love Area 51.
Yeah.
And they still have it at, or at least they had it at the theater.
Yeah.
So if I had time to kill, I was doing that. That's a great game, too. I love that game, but...
Yeah, I miss the days where it was carefree, just kind of run to your buddy's house when he got a new cartridge or something and play the game for a while.
You know, I feel like it's been replaced because of online gaming and stuff and people doing it that way.
Yeah.
And it's not the same.
It's not.
It's not as personal.
And they make a lot of games where you cannot play together cooperatively.
Yeah. It's you gotta play online.
Separate online. Yeah.
So you buy the game. New Arkham game is where you have to go online to play with other people. I was like, man, it'd be great if I could just play Batman and Robin and play with the kid down, play with the kids downstairs and just do that. But you can only do if you want to do multiplayer. It's you have to go online to do it. That's silly. I don't want to do that.
There's something to say about like, hey, let's take a break and go get a snack or something. Like the camaraderie, just personal interactions. Lost.
And the switching off and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, passing off.
Okay, I'm tired. You go ahead and take over from here. I died. It's your turn to go.
Right.
And the games, the way they're set up nowadays, it's not really like you can do that because you're playing like a storyline. You're going from this point A to point B, and it's like, oh, well, what have you done so far? What should I do?
Don't
now?
Buy that machine gun, man. That costs $35,000.
Yeah. Oh, we don't need that. Oh, I've already found that Riddler trophy. Don't go and find that other one. It was just like, that's no fun, man. It's just not as much fun.
They're still doing. I mean, I don't mean to knock new games, because maybe it's not my place to do so. But I'm just saying, like, the fun of it, and the friendship of it, like, all that stuff, you can still do it. They got these new systems.
Tell me about it.
It's got you can play all the old game systems. In one system, Genesis, Nintendo,
He's
Super
got
Nintendo.
He's got this awesome cabinet in his house that has all the old games on it.
Yeah?
It's the greatest.
Nintendo.
It's so cool.
Genesis, Master System, Super NES.
Any game you want to play, it's on there.
Any arcades.
Wow.
It's like an academy.
I think I saw that.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
That's cool. That's it. I think that's it.
That's a 52-minute episode. That's pretty good.
That's a long time.
You only said one curse word. Good job.
That's good.
That's good.
I hope I can come back.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No.
You mentioned sports too much, and you cursed.
We're going to have a vote.
Plus, you're
all right, everybody.
You were going to put Mario Kart in there. I know you took it out, but then you went ahead and mentioned it, and so I did get mad when you did that. So. No, you go ahead and say what episode you want to come back for. That it was your idea.
You don't have to say it now on the spot.
Yeah, go ahead and say it.
Okay.
You can do it.
I'm nervous. No, I would like to do a soundtracks episode.
Oh,
for film.
Yeah.
Score. Not necessarily, I don't know how you want to do that. Main theme or just, I just said full soundtracks.
We're not going to have you on for it, but we are going to do it.
We're going to do it, behind your back.
Bull crap.
You'll find out when it happens, when it's uploaded.
It's going to be called like episode 57, the one Nick shouldn't listen to.
The one Nick could have been here for.
Yeah, the one we stole the idea from Nick from.
Had he washed his mouth.
And not mentioned sports so much.
I will, I'll just get on, I'll do my comments on your
Facebook
page. Yeah. I'll get on Facebook. I'll get a computer.
You're not on Facebook anymore.
I'm not either.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm the only one here on Facebook.
Yeah.
James loves the Facebook.
I love it, man.
It's good. You're networking.
I love it. I'm networking.
If you weren't doing it,
nobody would.
Nobody would know about us. So, it's a good thing, probably.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
thanks for being on, dude. It was great having you on here.
Yeah, good time.
This was fun. I get to talk to you a lot, and I never get to see Mike, so this was good.
Yep. Okay, you've done it, so...
You did it.
You've seen me.
I've seen you.
So, are you ready to,
go?
So, he's only the...
Okay, bye.
The second guest we've had, right?
Yeah, really. Nate's been on twice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Look at you.
Nate.
He's on twice.
Which one of you I got to wax to get here like Nate?
Whoa, buddy.
you mean like pull her
hair? What?
Oh, man.
wax the surfboard?
Yeah, just
wax
his hair is what he's saying. Yep.
Whoa.
All right, then. Stop the episode.
Okay.